Alrighty, we are back. This is Stephen McCarthy from the McCarthy Project, and I am with Coach Nagy from St. It's funny because I am actually going to St. Cloud State University to finish up my degree, and every time I want to say South Dakota State, St. Cloud State comes out of my head. So you are from South Dakota State. How you doing, Coach?
Very good.
Cool. Alrighty, well, we were talking
It's better than San Diego State. I mean, usually SDSU, they say I'm from San Diego State.
Yeah, that would be a whole other world. I've only been to California once in my life, and we had flown out there. And after about 3 or 4 days, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm ready to go back to the Midwest, you know, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I was walking through the airport. And, you know, they got all the trendy dudes, you know, with the skinny glasses and the hair slicked back and everything. And I come around the corner and I, you know, come into the waiting area for the plane. And you just like, ah, Minnesota people.
Right.
They were just like, you could pick them out like no tomorrow. And so
yeah,
that was my one experience to go to California. But anyways, we're talking about life as far as balance. You know, rather than trying to be the really this top end, hey, I'm cool, I'm on the top 150, and boy, I may not be able to read and write, but at least, you know, I'm on the top 150, you know, and I know that makes me important. Because you made the transition, and you've talked a little bit about it, from Division II to Division I, you know, in the top 150, do the players that you recruit, are they different? You know, are they on a different list, or are you still looking for those same, you know, like qualities that you were when you were at the Division II level?
You know, I don't think we've had to change our recruiting a ton. I mean, you know, there's certain kind of kids we want to get. I mean, we want them, for the most part, to be good students because, you know, if they are good students, then I know that it won't be hard to teach them what we want to teach them. They're generally going to be smart players, and, you know, we want them to have a good feel. I mean, I mean, obviously we want to get tall, you know, athletic kids if we can, but if I had to choose between, you know, just pure athleticism and pure skill, I'd take pure skill. Because the fact of the matter is you got to put the ball in the basket and you got to be able to dribble it, pass it, and it's not just about jumping up and dunking it and, you know, looking great. All the things that end up on, like you say, ESPN aren't the things that win games. The thing that wins games are teamwork and toughness and being able to shoot the basketball. And so, I mean, those are the kind of kids we're looking for, you know, and just, you know, the kind of characteristics. We want kids with strong character.
All right, so now that we mentioned the word character, I've been patiently waiting for the last 10 or 15 minutes to come back to the subject of God. And I'm just going to kind of lay a little background before I kind of open it up to your thoughts, is that it seems as though there are a lot of inconsistencies. And I'm going to come at it from a little bit different perspective. There seems to be a lot of athletes, a lot of people on Twitter, you know, God bless, you know, and, you know, I'm here on the beach and, you know, God bless me with this, you know, and all this kind of thing when we have more majority of the fans out busting their tail and wondering why God didn't bless them, you know, so to speak. Could you talk to us about two aspects? One is, how do you view, you know, spirituality in the world of sport and how does it apply? And then two, that kind of that inconsistency that comes out of athletes sometimes?
Well, you know, I think that I don't think you can remove your spirituality from who you are and you know, the kind of player you're going to be. I mean, if you're involved in sports, whether it be work or sports or whatever you do, if, you know, like you say, you know, if fans are saying, why didn't God bless me? And number one, I mean, if financially, if that's the only way you can be blessed, you know, then you're probably not going to be a very joyful person to be around in the first place. And I think it's difficult, you know, when people, use God. Like you hear athletes all the time, you know, and they're thanking God. But like I don't want to judge them either way. You know, I just because sometimes they may be very genuine, other times they may not be, and there's really no way to tell. You know, the only person that can tell is God, and He knows. But I, you know, I do think that there are some genuine athletes that are concerned about you know the spiritual things, and I think there are some that probably use it to their advantage to make them look better and make them look like a good guy. And so, but there's no way for me to judge those things. And I just know that it's very difficult, you know, if a person does believe in God, that you know, there's really no way you can remove that from the sport aspect of it if they're playing in terms of who they are. And I coach at a state school, and so supposedly those things are supposed to be separate. You know, church and state, you got to separate those things. But I also coach young men that you know every day have questions about spirituality, and those things have to be addressed. They have to be talked about because again, at the end of the day, they're not just here to play basketball and go to school. They're here to develop into human beings, and there's more to them than just the physical side of it. And so those things we're always able to get into, whether they want to put that stuff out on Twitter or not, and whether athletes are genuine with it or not, I don't know. And that's really not for me to decide. I think lifestyles can help people decide those things if they're saying one thing and doing another. But I also know at the end of the day, people who do have a spiritual side to them, who do believe in God, they're all hypocrites anyway because they can't be perfect. And so I'm very careful, very, very, very careful not to try not to judge people, because it would be very, very easy for me to talk about God and then somebody see me do something and they could think that I'm a hypocrite. And the fact of the matter is they're right because I'm not perfect. And so I want to be very careful not to judge people in that aspect.
You know, I think that was fantastic, because that's, as you get older, you know, there, you go through your transition in life, you know, and one of the things I'm thinking about is a certain commercial, you know, that, you know, put out by, you know, some major corporation, you know, showing an athlete, and everybody's going to know exactly what commercial I'm talking about, but it's showing an athlete sitting there with his kids, you know, and they portray the lady there that is his wife, and he's got this beautiful family and all that kind of stuff. And it turns out, well, he ain't even married to her, you know, and she lives in another state and he lives in another. And it's like, okay, this is not the concept of family that I was thinking of when I grew up in Minnesota. And this is the part I think that it's this mixed message that, you know, people don't realize that you can be involved in sport, you can be a great athlete, you can still have a family, and you can be relatively balanced. You know, I realize there's extremes in the sport because you have to travel. But that's one of the things I think that people are missing is, you know, is kind of like that you can have the consistency of the traditional family and be involved in sport, but you don't have to be like those other guys, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and I would even be careful to say like those other guys, because it's hard to even really know what those other guys are like. You know, they portray themselves to be this way, and they may be completely different. It is hard to balance because there's so much attention put on sports, and you know we can. People that are involved in sports, I think, can number one start to think they're way more important than they are, because of the importance that everybody else puts on sports. I think we all know at the end of the day that whether a team wins or loses, you could go down the road a week later and people don't even remember what happens. And I think we get so wrapped up in it that we can think it's so important, when in actuality people are important. And not things, and not necessarily winning all the time. Because the one thing I know is I've learned more about myself when things have been tough and when we've lost than I've ever learned when we won.
All right. We've got to go. I thank you for staying the extra time today, Coach. I could ask 7, 8, 9 more questions behind this, but I do want to be cognizant of the time. But if people are interested in getting a hold of you, where would you like them to touch base with you?
Well, they can email me. I mean, they can go on the South Dakota State website and find my email, but it's Scott with 2 T's dot Nagy, N-A-G-Y, at sdstate.edu, SD for South Dakota State.edu.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time today. I wish you all the luck in the upcoming season.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.